Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Tuesday, December 29th, and we are here to take the mystery out of your financial life. Just send us an email. It's askjill@jillonmoney.com. askjill@jillonmoney.com. Today, we've got Karen in Kentucky. So Karen, what can we do for you today?
I've got a question about if you're familiar with a single purchase longevity annuities.
Yes, of course.
Okay, and can you give me your feel on that?
Sure. Tell me a little bit about your life and how this could or could not work for you. So what's going on for you? Are you retired right now?
I'm 63, mm-hmm. and yes, I just retired a few months ago.
Okay.
I've got other RAs. Since I retired, I do get a pension, so, I'm okay, financially okay mm-hmm. with all that.
Mm-hmm.
Paid off my home, and so I don't have any bills per se.
Mm-hmm.
Where I had worked, I had a RA, so I have a sum of money there, and that's what I was trying to figure out, what's the best option.
But you don't need income. In other words, you said you're good, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So here's the thing. I think I get a bad rap on annuities because everyone says you hate annuities.
Right.
So I mean, I don't hate them across the board. I think that they're awfully expensive. So unless you really understand the costs involved, it's tough to make the case. In your particular situation, I'm not sure it makes sense to take some money that you have in an IRA and then pop it into a contract where you're going to lose access to that lump sum, mostly because you don't need the income stream. You've got income that is likely sufficient for you, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I think right now the IRA is with your employer's plan still, or did you roll it over?
Yes. I can roll it over.
Okay.
It's a plan that there's a few funds that are in it.
Mm-hmm.
There might be only like 20 maybe. And they give you no financial guidance or support. So it's kind of that if I keep it in there, I'm just going to be watching it and looking at it, figuring out, what funds I want to be in.
Right. Well, okay. So is it freak you out to do it yourself?
No, I mean, I did okay with it.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. So I might just leave it where it is without even rolling it over. Because, all right, I get it when you say I don't have that many choices, which is funny because 20 is a ton. I would have thought you were going to, when you started the sentences, well, I don't have any choices. I thought you were going to say like five funds. But if you have, if you have 20, we got to be able to find something good in there.
It does a good range from, from a very aggressive to moderate to, to just basically money market and savings. So
I mean, what I would say to you, Karen, is that at age 63, this is a nice chunk of money for you. How much is in there right now?
There's about almost 100.
Okay, so we got $100,000, which is a nice chunk of money, and you would choose a diversified portfolio, meaning that you'd have a range. You know, if there is is there an index fund choice in your 20 among the 20?
Yes, there is.
Okay, so I would try to stick to the index funds, not because they're better or worse; they're cheaper.
Yeah.
And if we could take a bond index and a stock index and maybe have like a 50-50 allocation there, and maybe you want to leave a little money in cash just in case, it could make you feel better. But beyond that, it doesn't sound like you're going to dip into this fund for a long time, probably not till you're 70 and a half, and you have to take it.
Right, right.
So I think that to pay up for an annuity, which is a product that can be useful. I mean, it does create income for people. You're paying up for something you don't even need. So I don't think that it's worth it for you.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes, makes a lot of sense.
All right, go forth and reallocate that and use those index funds, all right?
Will do.
All right, take care and good luck. If you, like Karen, have questions, maybe it's an annuity question, but maybe it's something else, don't forget to send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. If you're on the website, you can just click on our contact button. We'll get that right there. And remember, there's also a great amount of resources there. You can listen to old shows. You can watch videos. You can check it all out at jillonmoney.com. Okay, don't forget, wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and do something for someone else today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.